Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
We showed that we belonged even if it was 30-7.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You guys are doing the whole fire sale. You guys got rid of Ents and sent them to the Cardinals.
And James Strebel.
I will go to the alley and I will pee on it. You understand me? That's what it will happen. Wizinator.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Got the big blue wall, Rummage. We got the big blue. What we going up against Georgia? What we going? We gonna have a running? We gonna run for 51 yards? The big dog eight.
Oh boy! That music up, Jack. It's a Monday. Gotta get some energy in here. Gotta get some energy. All right. It's The Take on ESPN 680, 105.7 on this Monday. I'm Andy Sweeney. We got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN Louisville, ESPNLouisville.com, and the ESPN Louisville app. James Strebel, bad things happen to Kentucky. So he'll be here in 15, 20 minutes. We'll see how long it takes Big Rig to get here today. He'll be facing the music. I'm sure the text line will be coming at him strong, 437-9680. Jack Grossman.
Hello,
back at
ladies.
The station. Jackie boy, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Andy. That first drop killed me when I heard
that?
It.
Oh. We show we competed at 30-7. And then followed with the rummage dip, the rummage dip, which actually would have been good for Tennessee's other team. It would have been good to dip into a Mountain Dew so you could toss it onto the field. What a weekend it was. Louisville got to sit back on the bye week. Kentucky obviously goes down to Georgia and loses 30-13. We'll get to all of that. We still have not been able to get a hold of Justin Jeffries, have we, Jack?
No. So, Justin, I'm sorry if I angered you in any way, buddy.
Well, what happened?
I don't know.
Are we beefing with Double J? I have no idea.
He called into the postgame show on Saturday.
He called into the pregame show on Saturday. He called into the – and again, every time that Strebel and Ents do a pregame show, Kentucky loses. But I tell you what, Mark Stoops covers. Whatever. Oh, goodness. What foolishness from over the weekend. Obviously, a big weekend. A lot of Kentucky today. Like I said, Strebel will be here. Lamar Jackson getting his number retired forever. And have I told you yet? I think I kept this for the show. Do you know who around the office texted me immediately about wanting to go to the Lamar Jackson jersey retirement?
Was it Process?
Up? It was. So
he's
we
need talking
to dive
about
into
on the
that.
Dieter show today.
Okay, yeah, I thought he mentioned it. So we need to get to that. One of the more odd conversations that I've ever had with that young man. Yeah, Jack was an odd conversation. So we got to dive into that. Oh, goodness. Satterfield today. Tennessee, you know, that's fun. Ed Orgeron gone. Strebel Friday was at Big Blue Madness. We'll get to that as well. The text line, 437-9680, is the UPS Jobs text line. Okay, so Jack, getting ready for today's show. And that is why I'm interested. I did not hear all of the post-game show. Plus, I know Big Boys had some time to think about it, okay? So I was sent back getting ready for the show. And I'm like, which way should we go here? Because you got to admit, on Friday, I tried to give Strebel an out, didn't I? I tried to get him an out that you're going to go up there, you're not going to win. And we all had the score about right. Now, obviously, if you were on one side of the betting line, you can say hello to the backups from Georgia and Mark Stoops having to score that touchdown. Oh, don't worry. We'll get into that.
I would like to personally thank the Georgia guy that ran onto the field during the blocked extra point to save my under.
That's fantastic.
If they were the under, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's totally right. I mean, I need
to meet this person and give him a hug.
Oh my goodness! Between over
for winning
and
my $5
and the spread and everything else, a ridiculous final few minutes, and just Mark Stoops doing the Mark Stoops thing at the end on the 11-minute and 23-second, 22-play drive. And it's just, it was funny. Like, to me, it was a funny ending. I'm sure Maven and Rubbage crushed him, and that's fine. I mean, that's fine. We'll get into that because it was silly.
We got Justin Jeffers for 4 p.m.
There we go. I thought we pissed Double J off, didn't you? I'm like, damn, what did we say? I was like, did I call him Jared Jeffries or something like that from early 2000s Indiana basketball lore? All right, so here's my split today. I'm going to try to give you a little bit of both here, and here's what I mean. We gotta have fun here, and we gotta make fun of. And Jack, I don't know what time you woke up on Saturday, but me being an old man,
I slept in Saturday. Okay, that was my sleeping day for the week.
Good for you, good man. So it was one of those things where I was up many, many hours. Okay, and on Saturday it finally arrived that so much of BBN was ready to dream. The biggest dreams in beating Georgia. And it took to maybe Friday night, but definitely on game day on Saturday, the conversation of beating Georgia became something that was talked about, okay? And we know we get close to games and everything else. So, and I gave Strieble and Kentucky fans an out on Friday when I said, maybe it's not a big game. Maybe you lose this game. Maybe you can't do a number of things in this game. You move on. Tennessee looks better, although quarterback out, we'll see. Mississippi State's coming up after the bye week. Take care of business against these middle-of-the-road bums or some just bad teams. What, New Mexico or whoever the hell's coming in here? Vandy, whatever it may be. And I was told it's a big game. And Strieble in the pregame, it's a big game. It's a big game. So we got to have some fun today with Kentucky being able to run for like 50 yards in a big game.
51, to be exact.
51. I mean, we got to have some fun with that. So there's that side. And then there's like real analysis where I'm trying to figure out how much I want to club Kentucky over the head here. Because I do believe in, I mean, look at Georgia's defensive line. Look who they are. Look what they can do. And we can dive into all of this. Here is what I would say. Interwoven between the funny and the absurd and the sad and the loss and Stoops' 11-minute and 23-second drive at the end is this. You cannot tell me with a straight, you cannot look me in the eye right now through the radio. You understand what I'm saying to you through your speakers? Look me in the eye. But when Jaquez Jones doesn't recover that fumble, you guys are in a massive fight where you are the 3+ touchdown underdog here. And the one thing you can't have is a self-inflicted error that literally, I mean, that you could make an argument, sets up a touchdown, the quarter ends, the very next play. And that you got to be better than that. And so when I'm watching that game, we can get into Kentucky hurting themselves, we can get into all these different narratives, but you're in a fight, and at the very beginning of the fight, you take some body blows because of penalties, one that stops the, well, I believe, the first drive, and then you don't recover a fumble in a ball that literally rolled up and could have been cradled by Jaquez Jones, who did not have a good day on Saturday. He's been fine this season. He's been better than fine. He's been big in some of these big wins. Saturday, not one of them.
He's made some of the biggest plays of the season.
Oh, no, he absolutely has. But that was a terrible play. At that moment, if you're a Kentucky fan right there at that moment, you know you let one get away right there. And that is like such a critical, it was such a critical error. You're watching the replay, because how many times when a ball gets, when you see the follow through a Stetson Bennett, don't you feel like more than not, Jacqueline? I don't know. Maybe it's just me. 7 out of 10 times or so, that's an incomplete pass. Like, yes. All these guys, don't, you know, and the refs just didn't call it an incomplete pass. We go back to review. It takes a couple minutes. We go to commercial break, and we're good to go. And you're watching that game, and if you're a Kentucky fan, you're rooting for that not to be the gut punch, to be the kind of error that you cannot have when you're trying to, quite frankly, win the game, be in the game. I mean, listen, Kentucky, for much of that second half, I mean, was not in the game. I mean, they weren't in the game. Obviously, the fourth quarter, they had the ball the entire time. I would say they went there, and we can talk about the spread. It was not mission accomplished in any way. To me, there was no moral victory in any way. Because, a guy you bring in to be a team leader has a fumble sitting in front of him. Boom, we go. Next play, touchdown, Georgia, 7-0. I mean, you're going to make mistakes. Have it be the holding call that leads you to a punt. And don't worry, Kentucky had those. Their first quarter, I thought Kentucky needed to score first, okay? Your best plays are your scripted plays. Go watch a bad team play in the NFL. The Giants did this a couple weeks ago. Maybe it was the Washington game. They went down the field, Jack, and they had their nice drive where they set everything up, right? They've been working on all
Indiana
week.
Indiana did that on Saturday. Well, they did nothing else.
Then you settle into real football. And now Liam Cohen, hey, in the second quarter had a second punch, and then he tried the misdirection fake to the running back. But the third time he tried it, Georgia was 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage, ready to tackle whoever it was that caught that. But I think the frustrating thing is you're playing the best team. You got to play cleaner than that. And earlier, like, I understand it's going to be as a fun atmosphere. You covered the number, and we can get into that nonsense. And who really thought you were going to beat, Kentucky fans did on Saturday. Who really thinks you're going to win the game? The thing that would eat at me would be early possessions. You had some penalties and early possessions where, like, okay, in our scripted set of a couple drives, we got a touchdown out of that. That's going to sustain us now as we get into this game. And Kentucky didn't do that. And then you gift Georgia where you're just praying, watching that review, that Stetson Bennett, that it's not a fumble. They bring in, was it Gene Serator? They bring him in on CBS, and he's like, that's a fumble. And you're like, bleep it, right? And you're like, at that moment, you realize
you missed your chance.
That you have made a fatal type error early, and they made you pay immediately. Boom, next play. They made you sit in it for 3 minutes for a TV timeout between the first and second quarter, and then boom, hit you for a touchdown. That's not just hurting yourself. I understand this is partially Georgia. I mean, they wore Kentucky down they were generic. Kentucky was, I mean, they were done tackling. I mean, we got into the second half, and that's why, I mean, you're wondering why Mark Stoops tried to keep the ball. He almost sends defense back out there. He'd rather cover the number 30-13 or whatever than send the defense back there that ain't going to be tackling anybody. The thing, and it, you know, I'm going to agree with Rummage on this one in the open. 437-9680. The disappointing thing if you're Kentucky is, and again, I know it's centered around Georgia's going to be the only team, you would imagine, that would be able to do this. But Kentucky has to be able to run C-Rod between the tackles. And when they cannot run C-Rod between the tackles, 7 carries, 7 yards, a long of 4, I mean, that's the game, right? And early on, and they tried to, and Liam Cohen tried. He didn't want to get away from it. He did in that second quarter because he's like, if we don't score here, this is lights. They're going to get the ball. They get the ball second half. It's done, right? Like, I mean, it was that moment. Hey, you got some throwbacks. Hey, you got something up your sleeve. It's time to get in your bag if you're Liam Cohen, or you're not going to have any chance to make this even anything into the third quarter. And he did, and they scored. But they have to be able to line up and get C-Rod between the tackles, and they have to be able to do that. And when they can't do that, that is the bread and butter of Kentucky. That is what sustains their offense. It doesn't mean they're not throwing the ball more. It doesn't mean that not, you know, other guys aren't there. In fact, I would offer this. Mark Stoops of course, doing stuff with Wandell Robinson. Mark Stoops also. Kavassier Smoke, 5 carries. Jutah McClain, 4 carries. Both of those guys were in the passing game. Remember, McClain got the play down the left sideline where he got held by the Georgia player, so he helped get them a first down there. Well, there's a reason. Those guys are fast. They're faster than C-Rod. This is a game that's played outside the tackles. Georgia's not allowing anything there. And I don't know if we're going to put that. He'll talk not to, I mean, he'll have his coach's show tonight, and then I'm all ultimately, you know, I'm sure Mark Stoops will have, you know, the media will be next Monday or whatever it is. I mean, that's the big blue wall. That's, you know, I mean, that was supposed to be the equalizer here a little bit. Like, if I'm not giving you the moral victory Monday. What I'm giving you is in the first quarter, you had some drives stall because you were sloppy, and you helped gift the best team in the country who has this kind of defense a 7-point advantage. And then, on top of it, you try over and over again until literally it was emergency, that drive in the second quarter, that you're to the point to where you got to score. Hey, we're going to scrap for a moment what makes us who we are. It's who we are on offense, and now Chris Rodriguez says 7 carries for 7 yards. So I don't know if it's all on the big blue wall, but
The big blue wall look like Mexico right now.
Is that from the postgame show? Is that Jeffries?
Yes, it is.
Is he? How much Woodford did he had at that point? I mean, that's the reason I think you saw McClain and Smoke is because they realized, hey, running up the middle against that NFL defensive line, and it's nasty. I ain't trying to sit here like it's not nasty. So that's the game. Interested, I don't feel, could be wrong, I don't feel, Jack, that Kentucky fans right now are really angry at all, right?
No.
It almost feels like maybe the Wake Forest game for U of L, or maybe when Louisville has lost some Clemson games, I don't know, I'd have to go back to where it's just like, it's one of those things where you're not going to let it ruin your day.
I would say like maybe like Satterfield's first year in 2019 when they lost to Clemson, and it wasn't really close. But it's just like, whatever, it's Clemson. That doesn't matter.
but this was a team that was, 11th in the country, though, going on. I mean, that's very different.
Just the vibe from the fan base.
Well, and so, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out there is this double standard going on where the same people that were thinking, okay, this is going to be a really, really close game, or this is going to be a Kentucky win, I wonder if they're doing the moral victory Monday thing. That's what I'm asking. I'm trying to figure out if Kentucky fans are doing the moral victory Monday thing. That's why I opened the show not giving you that. Now, you ultimately did cover at the end, which was both good and bad everyone on the show.
I do not care that
they covered, and because they played it the way they were, and I swear, they got to like 3 minutes into that drive, and I'm like, Stoops is going four corners here. I'm like, Stoops is going four corners. He's going Indiana high school basketball without a shot clock. Like, he will try this game and 4-0. Like, if this were Indiana high school boys basketball,
we covered.
That would be it. He covered last year too. And so, Diener, I know they were talking about it. I want to get into that. I don't want to. Obviously, we got
had
all
sound
day.
From that too.
I know we do. So we have to dive into what we think about the very end again. I only if you have money should it matter. To me, it didn't prove anything that Kentucky can go down the field like it did. Right? It didn't do anything for me.
I think Kentucky fans are saying that because I've heard that narrative both on the post and said it on the post game show.
We're
the only team to score multiple touchdowns.
So
it's like, who cares? One second left.
Here's the thing. If you think you can go 11-1, and that's the pivot. And Kentucky's not going 11-1 stop. They're going 9-3.
I think they're 11-1. I think they're going 11-1. I mean, who are they losing to, Andy?
Oh, it's coming. There's a goof. Everyone goofs.
I know.
Everybody goofs. I don't know when it's coming, but it's going to be here.
I agree with you that Stoops traditionally has a goof
Everybody has a goof.
But, man, they had to play really bad to lose to some of those teams. I mean,
what do you think? I mean, what is it? What does it mean for the rest of the season? Unfortunately, my answer is probably going to be, we'll find out in 2 weeks. Like, I don't know what it means. The last touchdown at the end, the only argument could be we're going 11-1, and every score, 30-13, looks better. 30-7.
Yeah, but anyone that watched that game, considering it was number one versus number 11, everyone watched that game. No one's going to be fooled by that.
The game was over, right?
Yes.
Like, third quarter, you could tell that one team was dominant and one team was moving on. And then that's the way it was. So I can give you a little bit more of that. You want that, big boy. Don't you worry about that. 437-968. Let's take a break. Streep will be here after the break. He was at Big Blue Madness on Friday, being a gas bag. Scott Satterfield talking today. Reminder, we also will be live at UK Media Day somewhere around Lexington, Jackie Boy, on Wednesday. Salah Brown, is that how you say his name, Jackie? You got to talk to Blankenbaker about that.
Yeah, I'll get confirmation from Martin during the break, but I think
that's
it. Yes,
please do. Lamar Jackson in the news and a ton more on Kentucky. 437-9680. It's The Take. It's a Monday. Reacting with you on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
For every winning team, a key to success is learning the playbook. That's true in football, and it's also true as we take on the coronavirus. The spread of the coronavirus is a serious matter. But there's a game plan for keeping residents as safe as possible.
And James Strebel.
Wash your hands thoroughly, a full 20 seconds. If you're sick, stay home. If you think you should be tested, phone your health provider first. Avoid close contact with anyone who's sick. Protect your at-risk family members, including the elderly. If you're not at risk, take care as you go about your daily business.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, man, our guy Ed Orgeron's gone.
It's so sad.
Like, what stories are real out there? Everyone's like, he would bring girlfriends and his girlfriend's kids to practice. I'm like, is that real? I don't know. There's a guy with like 3,000 followers who's getting like this pub nationwide with all these ridiculous stories.
Hey, you look like you work out. We could work out together.
Is that... Is that Coach Orgeron or is that Diener? Let's hear that again. I can't tell.
Hey, you look like you work out. We could work out together.
Apparently he said that to a lady.
Yes,
at a gas station. And it was like, what, like a board of trustees member? Like, yes. Something? Yeah.
It's so bad.
It is so bad. It really is. I mean, like, it feels like they're getting rid of Orgeron because he's horny.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No.
That's how every story is like.
I mean, we all know why they're getting rid of him. Because
yeah, but
he's
his
not
record's
winning,
not
but,
that
yeah.
bad. His record's not that bad.
But they're getting rid of him because he's not winning. And
I don't know, Jack. I got to be honest. I think you're wrong. I think he's maximum horny.
I'll ask. I have family that that work at LSU. I'll ask them.
Okay.
Get a little insight.
Yeah, I'm sure they want to be outed there. Hey, is he getting fired because of his record over the last couple seasons,
or because he's horny,
or because he's maximum Ed Orgeron horny? Right?
I think they're using the horniness to mask the record.
Well, they're using the horniness to
what a great word, horniness.
Yes, they're using that to add to everything. Like, they're piling everything on, like Louisville's having everything piled on him,
yes.
On them, right? They're just having it all, as Vince Tyre would say, stapled together. Ah, he talked to a lady in workout gear.
He brought a woman to practice.
Yeah. Ed Orgeron.
He likes his hot tub.
Likes yoga pants. That's it for him. Come on. Am I wrong? I'm not wrong at all. People look past his nonsense all the time.
Yes, they do.
Is there a look back? We look past Rick Pitino's horniness. What do you want me to say? Am I wrong? What part of this is wrong? None of it. None of it. Anyway, Streeple keeps giving me an update. He's now 1 minute away, Jack. I don't know what he wants me to do. Like, something's going on with Streeple. He's running away from what happened here. And that's his Kentucky Wildcats got their bottom spanked by a little Georgia, right?
Yes.
A little pat on the bottom, and then they moved on, right?
Correct.
I don't know how much we're going to crap on Kentucky today. We're going to have some fun with that. I need to read some text. 437-9680. Jack, have you cared at all about the Ed Orgeron talk on Louisville Twitter?
About is Louisville above Ed Orgeron?
Yeah. I'm like, Ennis is even a part of it. I'm like, Ennis, get out of there. It's quicksand. You're going to die.
The comments of the tweet Ennis quote tweeted are just phenomenal. They're great.
I mean, we need you to read some of those.
All right, hold on, I'm pulling up.
Texter says, give Blank and Baker his own show. Texter says, Coach O got fired because he lost to Kentucky. Lose to Kentucky, you lose your job. By the way, Florida lost again. Texter,
yeah, two Coach O.
Just got my kids in the car. How many times can you say, okay, well, I'm sorry. That's what it was just 1 second. I apologize.
The tweet was, quit acting like Louisville football is above Ed Orgeron. I would 100% be okay.
Wait, it's just some guy named Go Cards 1985, yep. Isn't it? It's yep. just some guy. How did he get Ennis and everyone else to buy into this?
To screw the hiring of a coordinator or young up-and-comer route if Coach O is still available. And then the first comment is, above a guy that brings, quote, girlfriends to practice and lets their kids participate in drills.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? Where does Locke live? Where does Locke live? What do you call it? What's the name of the neighborhood? I can't think of the neighborhood. Lake Forest.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Your boy is in Lake Forest. Ed Orgeron running shirtless around Lake Forest.
A comment says, I wouldn't mind it. If my memory serves me correctly, no one knew what Schnellenberger was saying all the time, but Collision Course for a national championship.
Texter says, negative Sweeney even has to admit that Levis looks solid against Georgia. Reasons for optimism moving forward. Well, you know, I think Levis is a tough player. I think Levis is not, like, if you told me what's the problem with this team, of course, Levis could go out and just play a terrible game in a couple of these games, Kentucky's going to be able to win by lining up and running C-Rod up the middle and clipping 8 yards a rush on that. I mean, Will Levis, like, I think he needs to get better, but he's not one of my big worries. And I think that's why Kentucky fans are able to sell out. That's what I'm interested when Big Boy gets here, to sell out a little bit. Because that's the only time the big blue wall's gonna get pushed around, you would imagine. But make no mistake about it. On Saturday, they got pushed around. I mean, poor Fortner was being thrown around like a rag doll out there. Kentucky offensively could not run, and then you start doing these horizontal to the line of scrimmage pass plays.
The big blue wall needs a retool after that because Georgia's defensive line completely manhandled them.
Yeah, it's exactly. Did he say manhandled? What exactly did he say there? I don't know what he said.
Completely manhandled them.
I mean, they got smashed. But
the offensive line
going to do that.
Got punked for the majority of the game. I mean, those defensive tackles for Georgia just caused havoc from start to finish. Luke Fortner got his lunch eaten the entire game.
Can I at least do this?
Yes.
Next time Kentucky faces a team like this.
And then Streeple doesn't show up until 3:30.
Can we try to remember this, right? Can we try to remember that this is sometimes what it looks like? So when Vince Merrill, it's fine, whatever he wants to woof. But when you talk about getting closer to some of the bigger teams, obviously, now that more data has been collected, we see how close Kentucky is to Georgia, and we also see how big those wins against LSU in Florida are going to be at the end of the year, and that is not going to mean anything as it pertains to moving you up in the college football playoff rankings. It's just going to be another win. Well, he's finally here, Jack.
Yes,
he's finally here. What happened?
Well,
you're like, you went from like 315 to now you're like 340.
Well,
what's going on here?
What happened was,
I mean, the text line's crushing you right now.
It should crush me. That's fine. I know it's
now. What's Dixie Highway or
well,
what
that was
is it
part
now?
Of it. And then I'm on my way over, and I was like out of my neighborhood, and my wife calls me, and she's like, "You have the boys' baseball bags in the van."
Oh, I see.
And
you had to turn around.
So I had to turn around, drop off the baseball bags, and then come back. That's why. Drop off the baseball bag. So
wow, look
here
at
I
you.
Am. Yeah, they
have people need to crush you
they
on this
both
one.
Have they both have practice tonight? So
by the way, just to add insult to injury,
yeah,
a big congratulations to Jack Harlow and Lil Nas X for having the Billboard number one song in the country.
Oh,
right
good.
Now.
I mean, because that means
see,
everything,
well,
right?
You're taking L's right now.
The Billboard doesn't
water.
Mean
I'm not, you're taking on
I'm
water.
Not, I had
you're,
a great weekend.
You're Titanic. Right
no,
now.
I had a great
What's
weekend.
What's another ship that sank?
The Bismarck.
The Bismarck. The Bismarck. He's the Bismarck.
Or that you could do the.
You're the Bismarck right now.
No,
is that
I'm
a tie
great.
In your hand? What is
no,
that?
No, no, it's a lanyard.
Are you embarrassed?
No, I'm not embarrassed.
Are you embarrassed about Kentucky?
No, not one bit.
Are you embarrassed
no.
about that 11-minute drive waving the white flag?
No, well,
are you embarrassed by
the,
not recovering a fumble
Stoops,
and getting 7
that
points
was,
to Georgia?
No, I'm embarrassed about
embarrassed
that.
Embarrassed about the big blue wall?
No, because I. Within 5 minutes of the game, and I saw Georgia's defensive line, I was like, yeah, there's no way. Like, there's nothing embarrassing about them. I mean, they just have NFL player after – I mean, not even, like, NFL players. Like, those dudes can start in the NFL today.
I think
– and I was like, well, that's how this is going to go.
I think – but you knew that. You knew
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
I want to get to BBN here in a second.
Yeah.
Ennis put something up on Twitter. It's like – Georgia's defensive lineman is faster than is more athletic than Louisville's safety or
yes.
like safeties or something
and
like
you're
that.
Like, you and I were texting the other game, and like you said,
it was sadness.
Poor Luke Fortner.
Fortner's getting thrown around. A guy just lifted an arm.
It's a 300-plus pound
put
man.
Put it under Fortner's gigantic, hairy armpit, Jack, and lifted his ass in the air.
It threw him.
I would love – I listen, if – we'd have to go to Lexington because Louisville doesn't have a defensive line like that,
right.
obviously.
Yeah.
But I need Jack Grossman to be Fortner. I need
to
him
block, to block.
I need him to like Johnny Knoxville used to in Jackass when he fielded a punt
someone,
in Tennessee.
Yeah, in a kickoff, I think yeah. too. Yeah, I remember.
That's all I
Georgia's,
need.
One of Georgia's massive defensive tackles will literally just take with no effort. Just. Push me over, and that.
Well,
would
no, I want your family there. I want to sit next to your mother while you get lifted in the air like blindside.
And your grandmother
and you get put yes. through the stadium. But yeah, they're tossing him around.
Just threw him around. I mean, that wasn't embarrassing because I was like, yeah.
Darren Kennard looked sad, and
he played well, but the rest of the bus
with his gold chains.
Yeah,
and Nick Roush was there, and everyone was blue, white. And then
reality set
and
in.
Then got well, a little spank.
I mean, we
little spank spank.
Yeah, we did. No, I'm with
not
you.
Not a like, full belt
not
spank.
Not a belt spank.
No,
they didn't get...
That was last year against Alabama.
Yeah, 63-3.
Just a little bit of a belt.
This
belt.
One was like
a,
this was like
it was more than a pat.
A little like
bang.
A pop.
Like a pop.
Yeah, a stiff swat in the rear, if you will. But no, I was embarrassed by you know the position that embarrassed me the most? There is one position that I was embarrassed by. The linebackers were atrocious. Square was bad. Jones was bad. J.J. Weaver was bad. I mean that's the worst.
I didn't remember hearing his name during the entire game.
They did nothing to help.
He was my key to the game, Jack.
And he was.
J.J. Weaver was my key to the game.
We got everything right except for that, I think. And we got the score right. We kind of got how it was going to.
I don't know. I'd argue Andy getting J.J. Weaver being the key to the game is right also, in a way.
Well,
he did play well. But no, I mean, from the first half, they were in it. It was 14-7 at halftime. But then the third quarter started, and Georgia scored, and Kentucky couldn't move, and Georgia scored again. You're like, okay, well, that's done. It's over. And, the garbage touchdown at the end, and it was a garbage touchdown.
What it ends, well, you think?
It was, was a garbage touchdown.
Yeah. I mean, they drew up a play in the timeout.
The best thing out of that.
Was what? Jason Ennis lost a bet?
No, Diener crushing them. Diener texted me when that has happened.
Yeah, but I thought Diener bet Kentucky, did he not? He bet Georgia?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Well, you would
ask.
Know by the text. What did the text say?
There were some expletives. Okay, well, and I think he bet Georgia, and he was not happy.
I got the VP texted me, and he's right. Like, Mark Stoops did the new Georgia tradition, which is cover.
That's
what it is. No, he's sucking up.
That's, yeah, I do have Diener text me. That's the tradition now. Is Mark Stoops trying to cover the Georgia game, which is exactly what he did. He tried to cover the Georgia game.
Yeah, it's the tradition. It's the Mark Stoops tradition when they play Georgia. Eh, you know what? Maybe not worry about winning. Just be respectable. Just cover the number. Be respectable. I don't like it.
Wondell Robinson averaged 3 yards.
It made me sad. He couldn't do anything. He tried to get him to space.
That's worse than Jarvis Landry. He had a Jarvis Landry 12 catches, 39 yards, and a touchdown, Jack, and a tutty. If you add that together, that would be, 15.9 plus 6? That'd be a 21.90 day in fantasy football. That's Jarvis Landry.
Yeah.
12 catches, 39 yards, one touchdown. Texture says J.J. Weaver's six finger slowed him down. Texture says the battle was not won.
Not that one, nope.
Texas says Ryan Lemon ran through the Georgia tailgates with his shirt off. Is Big Rig jealous?
No.
Would you have done that?
Yeah. Give me a few beers, you know I'll do that.
I loved, Jack, I don't know how much you followed it. Even our girl Anna Tarillo, these fans aren't pumped up. I'm like, you're Kentucky.
Yeah, Big Blue Drew, I saw was tweeting that.
This isn't their first 3:30 game on CBS, bro.
In 3 years.
Bro, I don't know. I was like, they're not even jacked up. I'm out here at the stadium at 4 a.m. and no one's out here smoking a hog. I'm like, bro, they're sleeping in. You're Kentucky.
They're not worried.
I'm like, you're not worried at all. By three touchdowns.
Yeah.
Guys.
They weren't
you
worried.
You know I'm right. You woke
about
up
what?
Saturday morning, BBN, they turned. They thought they were going to win on Saturday morning.
Did you ever think that?
So you didn't think that?
No, I didn't. No. I stuck with 35-14 all the way through.
I don't
stuck
know how
with
you
it.
Didn't give in. Because I was seeing it around me. I didn't know what to do. I'm like, damn.
I did have to combat Ince a little bit because he was like on the pregame show.
Well, watching soccer probably, wasn't he?
It was a little too much negativity, so I tried to counterbalance a little bit.
Well, I noticed that. You were like, it's a big game. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yes,
you were saying things that were the opposite of Friday, though.
Well, I had to get people to listen.
You were confusing me.
I had to get people to stay tuned. And I could be like,
you think that's it?
Yeah.
Is to kiss their bleep? That's how you get to stay?
I figured, like, if they tuned in.
Nice guys finished last.
Well, they did then. But I was like, I got to give a little honey to say that Ince was the vinegar.
Texas says, I was told all week the BBN was going to take over Athens, LMAO. Yeah, I mean.
They had the little smattering of a section.
I mean, Jack, what do we do about that? I love this one. Here's some other one I love.
The Jerry Tipton tweet on Friday. It's like, I guess all the people that come to Big Blue Madness are in Athens.
Well, here's the thing of the game on Friday. It didn't show up on TV. That's Kentucky fan. There's more that are there. It didn't show up on TV.
The amount of widescreen views of the stadium.
There's that one little pocket of blue.
It's okay.
It's all right that we didn't show up. It's Georgia. It's freaking Georgia. But I mean, there were some entities that were pumping this up like it was a. You're right. They were like, oh, there's so many. I'm running into fans here. Look at more fans. Oh, we're going to have a huge turnout. And then the TV popped on. I was like, where is everybody? I thought there was going to be this big, huge-ass turnout. And we're going to have like 10%, like maybe 10, 20% of the stadium.
I swear to you, that's what I thought.
And I
looked
up and I'm like, what the hell? Y'all were telling me we're everywhere. BBN's all over the tailgate. I see BBN at the restaurant. Blue got in, all this. And they're like, it's the normal crowd.
Jack, we got to call Anna Tarillo at some point. She said she nearly teared up going up the elevator to the press box. We got to dive
in.
Yeah, we got to dive into all of it.
No.
And then Jerry Tipton taking pictures of empty sections at Big Blue Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Was number one goat worthy because he is the goat. And it's also mean because they just didn't see the women's team scrimmage. But
it was a late arriving crowd.
including you.
Including me,
so
yes.
We'll get into that.
Yeah, yeah.
I got plenty. Oh, I know you do.
I've got plenty from Friday night. Friday night was great. But, yeah, the football game was. That's what makes it difficult to talk about. And, you know, obviously we're doing a pretty good job here, I think. But it went exactly as scripted. Like, everybody knew. That's the exact score almost that we all said.
Yeah.
We said they'll hang around the first half, and there'll be a point in the second half where Georgia just runs away.
They'll make a critical play. They just happen to make it 14 minutes in.
Exactly.
Instead of maybe like 34 or 44 minutes in.
Yes.
But they made it. Jaquez Jones got it out of the way.
Yeah, he got it out of the way early.
How bad was Entz on that play? How bad was Entz?
Oh, he was bad.
Was he bad.
It was bad. Well, to be fair, I was too.
Oh, yeah.
I was dropping F-bombs and, you know, saying things.
Sure you are.
Yeah, yeah.
Texas says none of BBN legitimately thought they were winning. I don't know about that. Texas says the Strebel embarrasses that Stoops has no stones.
We'll get to it. Okay.
Texas says, ask Strebel when C-Rod is getting that invite to the Heisman ceremony after that impressive 7 yard and 7 carries. I thought he was the best running back in the SEC. You're a bum. There we go.
Thank you. Yes. He's still, I think, the leading rusher.
No,
but
it was Freddie Maggard who said he was going to be in New York for the Heisman.
Yeah, not me.
It was funny then. It's funny now. Yes, after 7 carries.
for seven yards. But no, you're exactly right. They had to use Smoke and McClain because it's like, we got to at least try to get these out in space and do something in space. Because
who's been saying that?
Yeah, we're not running between the tackles.
Jack, what's going on here with them?
What?
Can you believe it? This has been my number one worry.
I know.
And now you're just...
What do you mean?
It's good that you see it now. The scales have fallen from
the
your
whole,
eyes.
You need more than just C-Rod to be effective.
Yeah.
No,
Sweeney, he's a beast. He's a first
rounder.
He
is really. I never said that.
He's better than Benny. Remember this argument, do you not?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, no, I never said he's a first rounder.
But you said he was better than Benny. You did.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Yeah, no, I did. But I don't know if Benny Snell could have run against that defense either, because he's exactly like Chris Rodriguez. He's just north and south. But I'm glad at least Smoke and McClain did some stuff. It gives us more.
Put that
backs.
On a T-shirt.
Yeah,
put that on a T-shirt, Jack. I'm glad that Smoke and McClain did some stuff.
Yeah.
And by some stuff, 26 yards on 9 carries.
Yeah.
Texas says Strebel went down in flames like the Hindenburg.
I don't know why people are acting like I went down in flames. I mean, I predicted.
Oh,
I know. And Louisville fans, you take your victory lap this week. Take your victory lap. Sats back. Saturday's back against Boston College. Get it out of your way.
I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be in attendance. Boots on the ground. I'll do a live report if you want me to. I'll call in to the alley.
Sure, I'd love for you to do that.
Whatever you need to do. But I'll be in attendance. I'll be there.
Texas says, how does that big dog bleep taste now, Strebel?
I will go to the alley, and I will pee on it.
Texas says, Matty Banks and the Blue got in.
No, not really.
Texas says, don't ever tell me you're a step behind Bama.
How about
Lane Kiffin getting hit with a golf ball? Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, it was the greatest. I was watching that Saturday night. I was drinking bourbon because I wasn't really sad, but I was just kind of like, ugh. So I got some bourbon out.
Because it wasn't a big game.
It was an anticlimactic game.
Well, yeah, but it wasn't a big game. Because you'd be hurt.
I would be hurt. No, you're right.
A big game is like losing in the tournament. You don't have that feeling.
No,
Mark Stoops is building a UGA-type, Alabama-type of program here at Kentucky where you're strong in the trenches, you can run the ball, you can control the time of possession.
Oh, goodness. Let me read a couple more here. Texas says, at what point of the show are you guys going to get to Entz's big date on Friday night? He was chessy on the radio Saturday after getting a little kiss.
I don't know. I don't know what he did Friday night. He just said he didn't watch Big Blue Madness. That's all I heard.
Texas says UK got that soap in the mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. No, there's nothing to combat that. They did. They got a reality check. They're still better than a lot of teams in the SEC. They're just not on that level. They're not at all. Not close.
Texas says Coach O to Floyd Street.
Man, I actually – that would hurt me if it happens. I like Ed Orgeron so much. I don't want to root against him.
Do we have the Hummer commercial? We should play this once an hour. One. Jack, go to YouTube and just type in Ed Orgeron Hummer. Maybe, you know, that's all I can say.
Well,
maybe throw Hummer commercial on that.
Yeah, because you never know. Some yeah, you know,
you're
people
right.
He's bringing to practice.
You're right. You never know. You never know.
That's the best. I don't know if Lane Kiffin or Ed Orgeron bringing girlfriends to practice with their kids is the best story of the weekend.
It's like Bob Dominey.
I don't know.
Like Bob Dominey had a girlfriend pass out in C.L. Brown's arms. At a Louisville Louisville spring game or practice years ago.
That's how he does it. That's how Bob Dominey does it.
A decade ago. Texas says, Big Rig, meet me at the alley Saturday. I'll buy you a brew.
All right, if I'm out there at the alley.
You're not going to. You're going to show up 30 minutes before the game. I already know what you're going to do.
I don't know.
Yes.
We'll see.
I'm Coach O. I just love my Hummer. I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Mississippi, they are here. The new Rogers Dabbs H3
Hummer. And then the guy that sounds like Mississippi.
Hey, JoJo! A first team player. Come see him.
Rogers Dabbs and Hummer like nothing else. New H3 starting at just $32,000.
Love it.
Love it. Tell them about it, JoJo.
Hey, it's JoJo. We got a Hummer down here.
Come get it.
It's got 42,000 miles on it. Great condition. CD player, AM, FM radio. Get on down here. I-85, Hummer.
Hummer. It's good enough for Coach O. It's good enough for you.
Just...
The next video on there,
yeah,
the first suggested
the video?
One is...
What is it?
Mike Leach does the weather.
Play it. Yeah,
6 minutes.
No. Maybe in July. Mark that for June 18th, right. If you don't mind. Texas says, I'm not going to read that one.
Okay.
Texas says, nothing like a little humble on a Monday.
There was a bit of a humbling, there, but for some, again.
No, because it wasn't a big game. Kentucky fans, the majority, are not upset the way you would be if you really thought you were going to win the game, I guess, right?
It's Mississippi State's a bigger game. It is. I think Mississippi State's a bigger game. How do you respond after the bye week going down there and you lose that game? All of a sudden, that momentum, that 6-0 feeling in top 10 rank or top 15 rankings gone. Mississippi State's a huge game.
Yeah, no one was saying that on Friday, though.
You're right.
I tried, Jack, on Friday.
I agree with you from the stance of that, but also no one was saying that.
I tried, Jackie boy. I gave him the out. I gave everyone the out.
But it had the trifecta, the game day SEC Nation CBS trifecta.
I don't know if this is true, but I saw this in multiple places that apparently one of the monikers for the pregame was burn your boats. Is that
burn
right?
Burn your ships.
Do you know that reference?
Isn't it like some like pirate?
Or Vikings or something.
Or pirates
reason I know this is because football coaches recycle the same crap.
Yeah.
This was a saying that the New York Giants had with Tom Coughlin like a decade ago.
Oh, really?
It was burn your boats, and like ancient soldiers would be in their boats, and they would go to invade. And they would burn their boats, so there's no losing or leaving wasn't an option.
You're done.
You would fight to the end.
Yeah.
That's football.
Yeah.
And Mark Stoops, I mean, there is nothing mustier than that. Do you realize how musty that is?
That is musty.
And Coughlin stole from somebody else. There's nothing original here.
Yeah.
That is Indiana. When I heard that, I go, I should have bet everything. I mean, honestly.
Yeah. That is musty.
Burn your boats.
Burn the ships, whatever it is. They did that in they were talking about doing that in the Iliad, ancient Greeks. Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Where you had the Iliad. Greeks versus the can't remember the bad guys or the Trojan War. Yeah.
There you go.
I don't know who is the bad guy with the good card, but yeah, Greeks versus the Trojans.
reading these, man.
What is it?
I mean, there's a couple on here that I just can't read.
Oh, really? I don't think we said anything salacious
there's
yet.
There's just a couple I can't read. Okay. Texas says Jeff Brohm had bigger wins than Stoops. That's a great text. And probably true. He's had a lot worse losses, though, the last couple years.
Yeah, well. That's, yeah, Jeff Brohm.
So, hey, listen, speaking of moral victory Monday, get out of here, Hoosier.
Whoa.
We don't need to hear that.
No, I mean, don't.
Greg Doyle there. Yeah. Oh, Michigan State's overrated.
You lost to him.
Yeah, you're paying your coach like $5 million a year.
And you lost.
No one's playing the moral victory card. People are pissed.
No, they're not. I talked to an IU fan yesterday.
They're as pissed as IU football fans have ever been. He didn't care.
Where did you see an IU football fan
one
yesterday?
Of Kellen's buddies' dad is an IU fan.
Is he really?
Yes. And so
he's the one.
Yeah, and he went to the game. He was sending me pictures from Bloomington.
Nice.
And there was an Arkansas fan in front of him with a McFadden shirt on for some reason.
There you go.
And I was like, are you upset about the loss? He's like, no.
No.
He's like, no, we're not good. No. He's like, Jack Tuttle sucks. It's like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, Jack Tuttle does suck. Yes.
So this idea that IU fans are pissed, Jack, I think you're way off.
It's just a sad thing, Jack muttering on Monday, Jack Tuttle does suck.
Yeah, I tried to tell everyone, Jack Tuttle sucks.
There's nothing you can do but just sit there.
He looked a little better in Pennix, I had to say.
Did you see the big 6 he threw, Strebel?
Oh, he did. Oh, like, he didn't see a second.
I was kind of watching it a little bit.
Yeah.
It was on. Ask Ince. It was on while I was doing the pregame show, so I was watching that as the pregame show was going on, and it was right in front of me. And Jack's sitting here pretending like Pennix was just lighting up the scoreboard.
No, I'm not saying he was.
Jack Tuttle just that much
but did
worse
you
than
see the big six Tuttle through? It was one of the worst big sixes, maybe the worst big
Pennix
six I've ever
turned
seen.
It over.
He threw it to a white guy who didn't have gloves on.
Yes.
He was like number 48.
So was Jack Fagot.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Jack Fagot.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. 437-9680. We'll come back because our guy Double J ready. Justin Jeffries. We'll talk with him what he thinks. And I got to get into some of this Lane Kiffin stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, UT fans are pissed off at our guy Pat Forty, which is awesome. Did you see any of this?
No, I didn't. Oh. I know they're mad at everybody.
No, Tennessee fans are mad at Pat Forty big time.
Oh, okay, good.
We got to get to that. You were at Big Blue Madness.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get to that as well. So a ton of things I still want to get to besides the Kentucky loss, and we'll keep it rolling. 437-9680. It's The Take. It's a Monday. It's ESPN 680.